And this is KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Here's what's happening at 9:03. The big local story this morning, the LAPD chief, Charlie Beck, being hit by a federal lawsuit filed by the police union. The union contends that he has corrupted the discipline process for officers.
And the chief joins us right now. Chief Beck, you know the allegations against you. The allegation is that you muscle police officers that are on that board. Your response?
Well, Dick, you know, that's not true. I do not exercise influence against them to cause them to find in the way that I direct them at a Board of Rights. And the numbers clearly point that out. Over the last 5 years, we've had 184 times when I've sent people to boards of rights where it looks like, on the surface, you know, when you see the investigation alone without listening to the witnesses, that the act committed would be a firing offense. In 26 of those 184 cases, the board found the officers not guilty. And in 67 of them, they found them guilty, but then applied a penalty that's less than firing. So in over half of the cases, they find different than I originally recommended. So if it's a system that I'm corrupting, then I'm not doing a very good job of it. And I have to say that, you know, the reason I called in is that I find this a little personal because, you know, I have sat on boards of rights as a command officer. I've been a witness in boards of rights as a police officer. You know, I've been involved in the system for decades, and I understand it very, very well. And I would never taint the system. That's not the kind of person I am.
Well, let me ask you this, because some of those members of that system, of that board, Board of Rights, have actually sued you, alleging that you have, in fact, tried to influence how the outcome would be made on certain cases.
And that's exactly right, Dick. And so out of about 100 command officers that sit on these boards of rights, there are four individuals that haven't received promotions they thought they were due, or had other actions levied against them for other kinds of for misconduct, and they have claimed that it's because of their decisions on boards of rights. Well, only one of those has gone to trial, and the city was found absolutely free from bias, free from guilt. The jury decided in our favor in the one case that's gone to trial. So, you know, obviously, I think that this is oftentimes people that are unwilling to accept responsibility for what's happened to them in their own careers and are trying to offset it towards me.
Head of the police union told us he thought that civilians would do a better job on the Board of Rights. Would you be open to that?
Well, we've talked about that. You know, the original concept of the Board of Rights, which was made, you know, decades and decades ago, was all command officers. And after the Rodney King riots and the turmoil of the 1990s, the charter, which is what controls this, it's the city charter, it's the vote of the people that controls the way the boards of rights are structured. So the city charter changed and added a civilian. And so this has been our experience with the civilian members that we have. They're very dedicated. They're hearing officers. You know, they get paid. They attend the boards of rights. They're diligent in their duties. But if you were to look at them as a group, they are always, not sometimes, always more lenient in their dispensing of penalty than the sworn members. Now, you know, that's. So you asked me whether they would be more fair. I can't judge on fairness because, you know, I'm not in every Board of Rights, but I can tell you that they are more lenient. And I think that the people of Los Angeles, you know, they understand how difficult a job being a cop is, how difficult policing is, and that police officers make mistakes sometimes. And when they make a mistake with a good heart, we don't want to, you know, when they're trying to do the right thing and it comes out wrong, you know, we don't want to hammer them. But when they do cross that line, when they do the wrong thing for the wrong reasons, you know, then we have to hold them accountable. They have tremendous authority. And you know, part of my job as a chief is to make sure that they exercise that authority reasonably and that I hold them accountable when they don't.
Let me ask you something here. You know, there's often contentious relationships between unions and management. And there's been contentious relationship between you, your management, and the union. Is this something that the union may be doing to try to put some more squeeze on you a little bit, saying, all right, here's another case where we can go after the chief?
Well, I think, you know, and I talk to my union all the time, you know, Lieutenant Lally, the union president, you know, he and I have a good relationship, goes back many years. You know, I mean, they want to represent their members, and they want to get them the best deal possible. And then I get that, you know, I totally understand that. But my job as chief of police is not only to take care of my officers, but to take care of the city and to make sure that we police the city fairly. We police the city with high reverence for the law, and that we do things the right way for the right reasons. And I have to hold people accountable for that. And sometimes that rides against the union, who is obviously looking for the benefit of their members.
All right, Chief, we appreciate your time this morning coming on with us, and thanks.
All right, Dick. You take care now.
All right, thanks. Chief Charlie Beck. By the way, we've got Ask the Mayor coming on. Also, the mayor's going to be in here in about another 50 minutes or so.